Good morning, gentlemen. If somebody ate a mezonot and a shehakol, he has to say two berachot as beracha acharona. The Shulchan Aruch says that ala mihya does not include anything else. At the end of Siman Reshchet, Seif Yud Gimel, he says, Uadini machal basar vidagim. Someone ate meat or fish, ve'achal mechameshet aminim, also ate from the five grains, and birkat ala mihya poteret et basar ve'adagim. The beracha ala mihya does not poter basar ve'adagim, so he has to say ala mihya and bore nefashot. In which order? Well, the order seems to be very simple. He has to do ala mihya first, and then bore nefashot. Why? There are two perspectives. First of all, there's a very big machloket if ala mihya is deoraita or de rabanan. If you say that birkat hamazon is min haTorah, and ala mihya is considered me'en shalosh, it's a small version of the birkat hamazon. And it has all the points of the birkat hamazon. This mifashim, we explain how everything was mimicking or mirroring, better said, the birkat hamazon into the ala mihya. So therefore now, ala mihya would be min haTorah. This is the shita of the grand majority of Rishonim. The Rashba, the Rosh, the Bahag, the Smag, the Orchot Chaim, the Kolbo, Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona, the Meiri, the Riaz, the Ravya, the Ritba. The grand majority of Rishonim. You know any one more? The majority of Rishonim that hold that min haTorah, when you say Mechia, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, it's a big chiddush. If that's the case, so then it's very simple. You have a mitzvah min haTorah, and you have mitzvah b'derabanan. The mitzvah min haTorah takes precedence over the derabanan. Simple. However, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with that, because the Shulchan Aruch is posek like the Rambam. How do we know? At the end of Siman Reshtet, the Shulchan Aruch says the following. I quote: "Kol haberachot im nistapek im birech im lav eno mevarech lo b'tchilatam velo b'sofam." Chutz mi birkat hamazon mipnei shehi shel Torah. So Shulchan Aruch, after Siman Reshtet, so he spoke about all these other berachot, he still tells you that the only beracha that you repeat in case you have a safek, if you said that beracha or not, you don't remember, is birkat hamazon. Because all other berachot, the beracha rishona, beracha acharona, are all going to be the rabbanan. He's posek, he quotes the Rambam in the Bet Yosef, the Mishnah Berurah attacks, he says, the Rambam, of fine, but look at all the Rishonim that disagree with this. Safek deoraita lechumra. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch held that ala mihya is also the Rabbanan. So now you have the question, which one comes first? According to Shulchan Aruch, do you say ala mihya or do you say bore nefashot first? The Gaon Mivilna says that even according to Shulchan Aruch, ala mihya goes first. He proves from several leshonot from the Shas that Borei Nefashot was not instituted by the Tanaim. It was instituted only by the Emoraim. Much later, it's a takana of the Emoraim to say Borei Nefashot. He calls it the Minhag Amoraim. It's a Minhag from the Amoraim to say it. It's not really like mirroring a Birkat Hamazon. There's no Sevi'ah involved. It brings the Lashon of the Gemara, says velo klum, meaning you don't say anything. That it means you say bore nefashot. The Lashon, velo klum, it's not very... So it seems that they didn't used to say it, they say it only later. For sure it takes precedence over the bore nefashot. Therefore, all the poskim agree that when you have alam yahya and bore nefashot, you have to say alam yahya first. Tomorrow we'll discuss an exception to this rule. Bezat Hashem.